The movie Selma depicts the events of a period in our history when black people fought the system and won. It was 1965, a long time ago, and yet not such a long time. It's hard for me to believe that in the same decade when men walked on the moon, black people still did not have the vote. Oh, we had the right to vote on paper, just not in practice. It's hard for me to believe that many states and counties intentionally created an abusive and arbitrary voting registration process that kept black people unregistered and afraid, for reasons of physical safety, of even trying to register. It's hard for me to believe that in 1965, 3 years after the Rolling Stones performed as a rock band, segregation was still an approved social and legal policy practiced widely in the United States. It's hard for me to believe that, 100 years after the end of the Civil War and the abolition of slavery, America was still stuck in a maze of Jim Crow laws, still enforcing the separate but equal doctrine, still keeping Negroes apart while winking at the Constitution's assertion of equality, and still protecting and condoning police harassment and brutal treatment of blacks for no good reason other than that a black person looked them in the eye or didn't, moved or didn't, said something or didn't. It's hard for me to believe that in 1965 black people were still denied the right to assemble, that most basic of constitutional rights, and were prevented from conducting a march and organizing a peaceful protest. This is what black people had to fight against back then. They had to fight for the right to protest peacefully. This is the world of Selma. It was in that world that four young Negro girls were playing on the stairway of an old Birmingham church when 15 sticks of dynamite exploded. It was later found to be the work of the Ku Klux Klan, a white supremacy group that somehow, in its cloaked and hooded courage, believed there was a noble cause to be won by bombing a church and killing four little girls. But that was then, right? Sadly, that was then, and this is now. 50 years later, and 450 miles east of that Birmingham church building, a young white man entered a church in Charleston and shot to death 9 black people in the name of white supremacy. Selma captures a critical moment in the story of blacks and whites in America. How black people rose up in a nonviolent way and changed the political equation. How the political machine of the Old South began to topple, and how white people from across the country came alongside black people in the March for Change. Specifically, the film depicts one of the many civil rights marches of the 1950s and 60s, the March from Selma to Montgomery, organized by Martin Luther King Jr. to address the white establishment's persistent sabotage of black voter registration. The planned march began tragically. On Sunday, March 7, 1965, about 600 African Americans set out from Selma to the state capital of Montgomery to protest voter registration practices. But they never even got out of town. On the far side of the Edmund Pettus Bridge, just south of downtown Selma, some 150 Alabama state troopers and other law enforcement